Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can join us today as I have a very special guest back on The Mark White Show, Marty Rabin
of Shenandoah as we talk about this collaboration between Marty, Mike, Jason Aldean, and Luke Bryan as they sang Sunday in the South together. It was a great rendition of Sunday in the South, one of my favorite songs by Shenandoah. And welcome back to the Mark White Show, Marty Rabin.
Hey, it's good to be back with you, Marky. Man, good we have a little bit to talk.
Yes, sir.
For a little bit. I'm proud of that, man.
Absolutely. And you had done a collaboration with Luke Combs on Two Dozen Roses. How are these collaborations coming about, Marty, for these special songs of yours?
Well, you know, a lot of times, you know, people think, you know, that a record label goes into a boardroom and they sit around this big old long, you know, wooden table and, you know, they talk about this and they talk about that and this is what the structure is and this is what we got plans for. You know, none of this actually was even planned. I mean, none of it. You know, we had signed a deal with 8-Track Entertainment, and I know you're familiar with Noah Gordon and all the good folks over there at 8-Track. And anyway, so a lot of times, you know, when you sign a new record deal, you know, what they want to do is they want to see if they can, you know, get, you know, part of your catalog, which means, you know, your past records, you know, if they want to, you know, re-record them. Therefore, now they've got a catalog of those same tunes. And if they ever want to put out a box set or best of, all that other kind of stuff, well, they've got it, you know, because you re-recorded it.
Yes.
So anyway, so that's really what we had done. And we had done that, and being such a big fan of Al Dean's and stuff like that, and Luke Bryan, always have, you know, I mean, I've always liked them cats. Anyway, Luke Bryan was celebrating his 30th number one record party. So Kerry, his manager, asked if I would come and sing one of the tunes that were number ones in his catalog, and they were going to have a 30 party for Luke and management called me and said, look, you know, Kerry wants you to sing one of Luke's number one songs. And I said, man, I'd love to do it. So okay, well, pick one of his songs, and I picked the tune Fast, one of his number one records, and I sang that. Well, while being over there, and both them guys are really, really big Shenandoah fans. And anyway, so I did, and while there, you know, I got to telling Jason, I said, man, I've seen you cats. I've got video, and we've been sent TikToks and all of that other kind of stuff. But you guys doing Sunday in the South, you know, people in the audience, you know, taping it and sending it to us, you know, in videos and stuff like that. I said, man, we just recut that stuff. And I said, man, you think y'all would want to come and put a vocal on any of this stuff? And Al Dean said, man, are you kidding me? I said, no. He said, man, I can tell you right now, that's Luke's favorite song.
Wow.
I can tell you, that is Luke's favorite song. I said, well, killer. He said, look, I can tell you what. He said, man, I'll get Luke on it. He said, but I ain't going to have to persuade him. And so anyway, so literally, before the evening was over, I got to telling Luke about it. Luke said, oh, man. Said, man, I'd give anything in the world if I could do that. So, you know, he and Jason, you know, they'd agreed to do it. And I said, well, look, management's here. And I said, you know, at this point, you know, all we needed was everybody to get a schedule together at that point. I mean, everybody's agreed to do it, or the parties, the parties that need to be, you know, the artists, you know, I'll do it. I'd love to do it. So it wasn't none of that, you know, board meeting, going back and forth and all this other kind of stuff. It was just, yeah, man, I'd love to do it, so let's do it, you know, type thing. And That's really how that happened. And the Luke Combs thing happened the same way. You know, not necessarily a number one party, but I've seen Luke at CMAs, and I told him about it, and I said, man, you think you'd want to be a part of that? And Combs, you know, said the same, man, if I knew that I could do a record with you, I'd give anything in the world if I could do that. So it was one of those kind of things, and that's really honest and truly, Marky. That's how it happened. It wasn't. It was more spontaneity than it was anything as far as strategy or, you know, this is what we need to do to make this record work or look, if we're gonna do another record, here's what we got to do to make a record and man, we got to do this if we're gonna do it. It was just one of those kind of things of knowing that those guys liked those tunes. And, you know, therefore, I mean, we had the cut that we had cut as far as when we recut them, but now we were just adding some firepower to it. And so it really just actually worked out pretty good. And it was out of nothing more than a bunch of friendship that we did it than anything else. You know, maybe even one of those kind of things that you go, you know, I did a record with Shenandoah. So before it was all over, that's what we wound up with and been really successful with it.
Marty, you definitely know a hit. And take us back to Sunday in the South when you first heard this song that was written by Jay Booker and knew that you wanted to record this for the album, The Road Not Taken.
Well, you know, it sounded like us. You know, it sounded like where we grew up. It sounded like a very Southern thing, you know, dinner on the grounds and people getting together, loving on one another and church and that kind of stuff. But, you know, all the stuff that we had witnessed as we were, you know, little old bitty boys and girls too. But, you know, you go and you witness stuff like that. I was very well pleased when I heard what they call the back takes or the B-roll of Jason and Luke when they started telling their story about the first time they heard it, and they said, you know, they asked, you know, what was the thing about this song that made you love it? And everything that they said was the same reason we cut it. Man, it, you know, kind of reminds us of the way we grew up. You know, we grew up around church. You know, we grew up with dinner on the ground, and we grew up with family get-togethers, and you know, of course, being Southern and this kind of stuff. And I thought, apparently that literally just must be the appeal of the song. You know, what it talks about is what it was about. You know, it ain't a statement. It's and of course we cut that before everything got so politically correct.
Yes.
You know, this was this and this was that and all this other kind of stuff. Look, it's just, we don't get into politically correct. If we find a great song, we cut it. You know, if we can get our hands on a great song, that's what we're after, is a great song. 'Cause 9 times out of 10, that's what works. And you know, glory to God, you know, we have seen where it has worked, you know, because if you can get something that people can identify, you know, that's the difference between a good song and a great song. You know, and people say, well, how do you know it's commercial? Well, okay. I mean, when John Q. Public listens to it, does John Q. Public get it? You know, no matter who they are, do they get it? You know, young, old, you know, whatever. I mean, do people get it? And that's what makes it commercial. You know, see, that's not a script that you go by or it's not a certain formula. It's literally the only thing, you know, if there is a formula, that's the formula. You know, it's where the difference between a hit is whether people understand it and they get it and they like it for those reasons. Or they don't. So therefore, it's not a hit. It was an okay record. Man, so, you know, all right. Or, man, I really like this record. And that's what makes hits. And then you turn right back around. And you know, we recorded that thing in 1989. That was 35 years ago, going on 36 in April. And that song, Honest and Truly, Mark, is just as powerful and just as moving in an audience as it was when we first did it.
Yes.
And again, so now we go back to the commercialism. And now you got all these young people that have turned on to this 80s, 90s country music that's going, man, I dig this. Man, this storyline song stuff, this stuff that's got a story to it, man, I am digging that. That, you know, that song's got something to say. You know, it ain't just some ditty about somebody gathering up on a riverbank drinking beer and, you know, wearing short shorts and all this other kind of stuff, and then pickup trucks and all this other kind of stuff. It's really about life, and it's a take on life that's simplicity. You know, because nothing is better than simplicity. You know, you can make anything hard, or you can try to outthink things and stuff like that. And then some people just say, look, just leave it alone. I got it. It's fine. Man, don't try to make it anything that it's not. And that's really the reason why both of the two videos were pretty much the same, other than, you know, a version that we did of late with Luke and Jason. You know, it wasn't a performance video per se, a band. You know, the first one we did, it was Shenandoah's band. You know, we were out on the courthouse lawn and we were playing and singing Sunday in the South as they taped it. And of course, all that, you know, was from the record. We wasn't playing live. They just taped us, you know, playing it. But the same thing with when we did it, you know, up at Leaper's Fork in Tennessee. When we did it, it wasn't about a statement. It wasn't about anything other than what the song said. Because if you've got a great lyric, the song's going to say it. Now, what anybody's interpretation of that is, that's what makes it commercial. You see what I mean?
Yes.
So, in other words, it applies to everybody and anybody, that the way they look at it is the way they wanted to look at it. You know, you didn't form the song to make, you know, okay, now look, this song says this, but now we're going to make you think that. You know, you can't do that with a good lyric. You know, a good lyric on a song that people identify with, it's only going to lead one way. And therefore, with that as it is, that's what we did. I mean, we just done another performance. We just didn't do a band performance. But a lot of the shots that we did, we had re-upped them. You know, just like the shot of the football field, the shot of the barber shop, the shot of the steeple and the cross on the steeple, and a lot of that other stuff. All we did was we just reshot it, and we reshot it up to date. You know, and a lot of those things around here where we live, they hadn't changed. You know, although life has gone on and we've gotten older, we still live where this happened. What's that old saying? You know, we spend half of our life trying to get away from where we were born, only to spend the rest of it trying to get back where we were born.
Mm. I grew up on your music, Marty, just like Jason and Luke, and I've been listening since the 80s, back when I lived in Birmingham with my grandparents, and always loved your music, Marty. And I want to take a quick break and then come back and talk some more about this collaboration. Talk a little bit about Tuscumbia, because they were featured on the video as well. If you'll stick with me, we'll do that on the other side. All right, Marty?
Brother, I'd be more than proud to.
Thanks, buddy. Folks, you are listening to The Mark White Show, and Marty Rabin of Shenandoah on The Mark White Show today. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maria, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am delighted. I am honored. It's a privilege again to have Marty Rabin of Shenandoah on the Mark White Show. He's the other part of Shenandoah, Mike McGuire as well, and glad to have him as we talk about a collaboration between him and Mike and Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan as they redid Sunday in the South, did a great job with it, and we also talked about Two Dozen Roses and Marty and Mike's collaboration with Luke Combs. Marty, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Man, it's really good to be with you, Mark. I always enjoy it, buddy. I surely do.
Your songs, your music touched my heart when I was a young person, and I couldn't have expressed that as a kid, why I was listening or why I liked your music, but the songs just hit me in a special way when I was very young. And I will say I was just a 10-year-old. I was 9, 10 years old when I was listening to your music, around the same age as my daughter. It was a very influential part of my life and impacted me. And I know that it has impacted others that love your music. You've just been a great entertainer for so many years, and you haven't lost it at all, Marty. We were in Russellville to listen to you at the 4th of July Festival in Russellville, Alabama, and April was saying the same thing. I mean, you've still got it, my friend. You have this unique ability, and you've shared it with audiences for this many decades, and I just want to thank you for that first and just say it's been a privilege to listen to your music and then also to get to know you as a friend.
Yeah, well, you know, man, God gave me a gift, and I thank the Lord for it, and I'm just grateful that He hasn't taken it away from me. I really am. I'm thankful, and you know, we've been able to do this. You know, for 39 years we've been doing this. You know, next year we're going to do the Shenandoah 40th, and you know that in itself is absolutely just, you know, just a little too hard to believe that we've been doing this 40 years.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm going to go back to what I've been saying. You know, it's those same songs that we were fortunate enough to get our hands on them. Some we wrote, some were pitched to us. And thank goodness we had the sense and the wherewithal, you know, to record them. Because, you know, the thing that we thought, Mark, was, you know, if they said something to us, surely to goodness they would say something to somebody else. I mean, look, we're just as big a country music fan as anybody ever has been. You know, a lot of the stuff that people were loving and listening to and that kind of stuff and a lot of the things that's going on now. Look, we're just as big a fan as anybody else is. You know, we got a lot of these young cats that are coming along now. Ella Langley, you know, Cody Johnson, you know, all these cats, you know, that had become friends of ours, you know, that we found, you know, not only out on the road, but, you know, through the radio speaker in your automobile, you found out, you know, that a lot of the push and a lot of the things that they wanted to do is the same thing that, you know, that you were in search of, you know, when you started out. I don't know that anybody ever starts out a career going, well, you know, in 39 years from now, I don't know that anybody does that. You know, I think that when you do, you know, what you want to do is you want to record the best material that you can absolutely record. You know, you want to get your hands on the absolute best thing in the world that you think will move people. And, you know, if it moves you, there's a good chance that it's going to move somebody else. Now, we got a couple of things that we've got recorded on a new album that we did for 8-Track. I'd mentioned them a while ago. This new label that we're with, based out of Muscle Shoals here, that's got a lot of that same type stuff on it. Those storyline songs that, man, just really get to the heartstrings of, you know, who you are and what life is, and you know, the kind of things that, you know, maybe you didn't think about. You know, Billy Dean wrote a tune, and it's called Handkerchief. And we were out. We had Billy Dean out with us on some shows, and we were at soundcheck one day, and Billy said, Marty, me and a buddy of mine, we just wrote this song. I want to play it for you. Let me play it for you. You tell me what you think. And so he played it for me. And I said, man, Billy, I said, man, that is killer, bro. I mean, it really is. I said, are you doing anything with that? He said, man, I'm pitching it to you. And I said, you pitching that for us to cut? And he goes, yeah. What do you think? And I said, man, don't do anything with it. I said, I'm telling you right now, we'll cut it. And he said, are you serious? And I said, man, absolutely. Don't let anybody have that tune. We'll cut it. You know, and okay, so here's this story of the same thing I'm telling you about. Well, he had a handkerchief, like most grandpas do. He said, one of these days you're going to need one too. Like when your baby girl puts a wedding dress on, or the last child moves away from home, or saying your goodbyes to a loved one that's gone. Why, it was made of plain white linen, his initial stitched in red. It had dried a many a teardrop and the sweat off his forehead. And it sure does come in handy on occasions just like these. And one day, if we live long enough, we're going to need a handkerchief. Man, I can remember my daddy, and especially my pawpaw. They didn't put their britches on unless they stuck a handkerchief in it.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of people that understand that. Now, look, your daddy may not have done it, but I bet your pawpaw did.
My granddaddy, who raised me, sure did. I kept his handkerchiefs, too.
You know, and so therefore, yeah, but, you know, it was like socks. You know, and somebody go, well, man, who in the world would write a song about a handkerchief? Well, you know, when you apply it the way they applied it, that is what makes it commercial. Why? Because everybody can, you know, see, now your story about your granddaddy's handkerchiefs are different than mine.
Yes.
See, I can remember my daddy's handkerchief more than I can my pawpaw's. You know, In fact, I could even still see if my daddy wipe his nose with his and stick it back in his pocket. You know, I literally can see that in the theater of my mind. Well, my story's different than yours. So therefore, so-and-so's story is different. So-and-so's story is different. Before it's all over, you got a whole bunch of people that understand that same story. They just got their own story.
Right.
You know, they've got their own memories of it. But it's tangible things in life that happens, and it's simple things in life that makes it not complicated. It's the things of, you know, man, I remember my papa did that. Yeah, man, he had it. Man, my mama used to starch them for me. You know, or, you know, man, I'll never forget one day I was at the Five and Diamond. My papa bought, you know, two boxes of three in a box handkerchiefs. You know, everybody's got a story, you know, about them. So therefore, you know, it's those kind of things. I think that literally and continuously minister to people in ways that only people that have witnessed that, been through that, seen it, or been a part of it. You know, and those are the things that keep something alive and fresh. And some 39 years later, you've got a song like Sunday in the South that still says, you know what? I remember that. I grew up in a small town. You know what? I grew up when life was simple, when it was like that, you know? And, you know, there's a whole lot of young people nowadays that now, since they found out about, because, you know, we actually have a lot of young people that are inquisitive about, you know, nostalgia and what went on yesterday and what happened, you know, yesteryear and that type thing. You ask questions of, you know, was it like that when y'all were getting, sure it was, you know? And, you know, again, it's those things that, you know, that literally, you know, it brings full circle.
And speaking of your small town, Marty, going back to Tuscumbia, Alabama, to your roots there, you shared video from Tuscumbia in this video, this collaboration with Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan. Let's talk about the special place that Tuscumbia over in Colbert County is to you.
Yeah. In fact, we just went through a bad tornado. We had some tornadoes hit and Lord, all those beautiful, beautiful oak trees that lined 6th Street going into Tuscumbia. They've been knocked down and the power of the wind, you know, took them over and, you know, such an absolute shame because it made such a beautiful drive into Tuscumbia. But, you know, that's the way it is. So therefore the landscape changes, but the heart of the people there didn't. And you had people helping one another and that kind of stuff. And that's the heart of Tuscumbia. You know, it's that small town. My neighbor needs help. There's no reason in asking nobody if they needed help. Everybody needed help. And everybody just got out with chainsaws and love for one another. And we don't have any electricity. You have any candles and all that other kind of stuff. That's hometown. That's Tuscumbia. And looking out for one another. And that's where we come from, you know, and that's what we love about the part of the world that we live in. And there's towns like that all over this country.
Yes, sir.
You know, and they don't have to be in the South. You know, it's that hometown that matters. It's the people in that hometown that literally makes the difference. And it's the people that you grow up, your neighbors, and those you care for, and those you love, and those you come to know that move in, and they become acceptable to the way of Southern living. You know, that we grew up in, and you find that a lot of people that are migrating from Californians and out that way and from New York and stuff, and they're finding that hospitality that we grew up in, and they, you know, they're just, it's enchanting to them, you know, that people would treat you this way. You know, man, I moved in and my next door neighbor, they're bringing over cake and they're welcoming, you know, welcoming my whole family to the neighborhood. And, you know, if you need help, you know, here's our number. And look, we just live a few steps away. Knock on the door if you need help. You know, it's that kind of thing that I think gets brought back to life in a tune like Sunday in the South.
You absolutely, Marty, hit to the heart of why I do the Mark White Show, because I couldn't have done it without the people that surrounded me, the community, my grandparents, those people that influenced me, and I wanted to show the good in our communities, not just as you mentioned in the South, but all around the country, and show that people can come together and can work together to make a huge impact in the lives of others. And that's exactly why I do this show right now, is because of the influences I had and showing the good and letting others see that when maybe they feel like everything's bad news and there's nothing going right. Well, there are people still working to make a huge positive impact in our communities every single day. And I feel like they need to be featured. They need to be highlighted, and their work needs to be shown to say, this is the world we live in and we have good people around us.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, the thing that we try to do, Mark, and I don't know that we set out to do this. It's just the way that we were raised. You know, we didn't go, you know, look, you know, you need to be good to your neighbor and all this other kind of stuff. Look, we were taught that. You know, here's a elderly lady that lives across the road. You get bad weather. You want to know if she wants to come and look, come over to the house and get in safety where I put my family. You know, you don't need to be in this house by yourself, or if it's cold, you know, do you have heat? You know, is your heat good? Are you staying warm? Or, you know, what do you have to eat? You know, that kind of stuff. And it's because, you know, it's not because they live across the road from you. It's because they may have a need, you know, and you recognize that. And, you know, it's just literally where you grow up, what you adapted to, you know, what your habits are in life and loving on people. And, you know, it's part of our Christian faith, but it's also, you know, caring enough about people that you care enough about people. The persistence of loving on people isn't a persistence of because you have to do. Look, life don't consist of what you want to do. It consists of what you ought to do. And, you know, when you're raised that way and you recognize, look, you know, this beautiful, sweet woman that lives across the road from us, she's elderly and she can't do the things that she used to do when she was 35, 40 years old. So therefore, you know, it wouldn't hurt if she had a little bit of a helping hand here to make sure that she's warm. You know, man, the temperature's supposed to get down below freezing and stay that way for a couple of days. I want to make sure she's warm. You know, she has something to eat in that house. You know, if her electricity's off, you know, look, come over here with us. We got means to keep things cold and to heat things up if we need to. You know, come over here with us for a while, you know, and, you know, it's just, I don't know. I think of a society, if a society ever gets to the point where they don't care about anybody and don't care about themselves. Now, you can study all that, Mark, if you want to. We just choose not to study it. You know, it's a whole lot easier and a whole lot faster just to go ahead and just go check and find out everything's good with her, instead of just wondering if it is.
Yes.
Why don't you go find out? You know, walk across the road there, find out if everything's good. And if she don't need anything, she'll tell you.
That's right.
You know, and most of the time she will. Look, I don't need a thing, Marty, but that, you know, if I do, I'm going to call you. You know, and I'll put on a jacket and I'll come see you. You know, and that kind of stuff. You know, she's independent. That's the reason why she lives on her own.
Yes.
That woman's in her 90s. But it still don't keep you from checking on her and that kind of stuff. And look, it gets paid back from nothing more than you knowing that she recognizes that you care about her enough, or you care about your neighbor enough, that if anything in the world was to happen, your neighbor, they got you covered, you know? And who in the world wouldn't want to live in a neighborhood like that?
Say you want to help and mean it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you do it. That's the best way to prove it. You know, it's not saying, hey, you know, call me up if you need. It's going over there before they'd even pick up the phone. Hey, you know, it's going to get rough here in a little bit. I want to know if you got plenty of gas. I want to know if you got plenty of wood. And I want to make sure you're in good shape here. What do you have to eat? You know, well, I got plenty. I'm in good shape. You know, the folks down the road, they took me to the grocery store the first part of this week, knowing the storm was coming. So I'm in good shape. You know, and you know that's where we live. You know,
Marty, I'm thinking of a young lady right now that's from the Shoals area. Her name's Harley Turner, and on Saturday, her father, who had had his struggles in life, was hit in the highway on Highway 72 in Athens. And I went to the funeral yesterday and talked to Jesse's mother and then spoke to Harley. She's 17 years old. She's a junior in high school. And I told them I wanted to try to help however I could. And we started a fundraiser yesterday to support Harley. She wants to be a veterinarian. People have rallied since yesterday to try to show that they care about Harley. They're concerned about her and want her to be successful. And I'm just glad to be able to get those things started and have people jump on board and be willing, as you mentioned, to make an impact, to make a difference and step up and help, not just say it, but do it.
Yeah. Well, brother, send me an address and I'll get Melody to put a little something in the mail for her. Yeah. We'll try to see what we can do about helping that young lady along.
Absolutely. She's a sweet girl. She's gone through a lot in her life, and now here she is without her dad. And I know what that experience is like, losing my dad back in 2016. Through an effort like this, his legacy lives on because I do things in his honor and in honor of my grandparents.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's certainly the environment that you grow up in. You know, I'm going to use this word again, is the persistence of what your surroundings were when you were little and what you've seen, and you just grew up in it and it became a part of you before you even realized what in the world was even going on. You know, it just became you. You know, that's who you are, you know, and, you know, it's because of, you know, what you had seen, what you'd witnessed, how you seen your daddy or your mama help somebody. And, you know, even when you were little, you know, you just, well, that's okay. You know, that's nothing new to me. I mean, that's just, you know, that's what my daddy or that's what my mama would do, or my granddaddy or my grandmama, that, you know, that's what they would do. You know, that they just did that. You know, so therefore, you know, you think, well, you know, that's what I do, you know, or that's what I try to do, you know, and that type thing. So, I think that's a wonderful, not only a trait that we grow up in and we live under, but that's some awfully, awfully wonderful parenting, you know, you know, you don't do anything for anybody to see, but when you got your kids with you, you know, they're not going to, I didn't miss it.
Right.
And, you know what? My kids didn't miss it either, but now I don't want my grandboys to miss it either. You know? And, you know, you always hear about, you know, people say, you know, man, don't say anything around them little old fellows. They remember everything. Well, good.
Yes.
You know, there's a whole lot of good I want them to remember, you know? And, you know, that's never a bad thing when your youngins can witness something. Now you may not go and tell your next door neighbor or get on the radio and blare it or blast it or talk about what all you did, what all you didn't do. But it's when, you know, when it's done in front of an influence that you know, you're really proud that it did, and only to find out later on in life that, you know what, you know, I don't know how in the world it did, but glory to God, somehow it stuck in my children. And by now they got it too, and I'm grateful to God for that.
Marty, you've been more than generous with your time today, and I appreciate this great conversation. I appreciate you coming back on the Mark White Show. Thank you for letting Jason and and Luke join you, along with Mike, to do Sunday in the South, one of my favorites. Mama Knows is another one of my great favorites, and Cumberland Road, and Just a Ghost in This House. Man, just incredible hits over the years that have really made a huge impact in people's lives. And I just, again, appreciate you, Marty. Thank you for joining me here on the show today.
Yeah, brother, I appreciate you having me, Mark. It's all, I'll tell you, bro, it's always a joy to chat. It really is. When I seen your name on the interview list, don't get talked to old Marky again. I thank the world of you, YFA. I tell you, folks, if you're in and around the Athens, Alabama area, and you need somebody to hem your britches, hem a sleeve, make a jacket. She's made several jackets for me, and she is absolutely wonderful at it. And when I need something like that made, I drift over to Athens and I let her fix me up, and that she has done, and she does an absolutely wonderful job. And if you need anything like that, man, write to Mark or get a hold of him there on his show. Find out how to get a hold of him, or Mark, give him a number that, you know, that they can get up with her. You know, if they need to get a hold of her, she's there, you know, to be the fix all, because I guarantee she can certainly do it.
Absolutely. And Marty Rabin is talking about Coronation. My wife, April White, owner and designer, custom clothing and alterations. You can give her a call at 256-444-0077 or the cell 256-614-4453. Email her at coronation402@gmail.com. She's located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama. I do also want to get out the GoFundMe site that we've created for Harley Turner, and that is GoFundMe.com/HelpForHarley. That's H-E-L-P hyphen the number 4 hyphen Harley, H-A-R-L-E-E. Again, Marty Rabin, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today. Look forward to hearing from you again, and look forward to seeing you down here at Coronation not too long from now.
You bet, brother. Hey, God bless you, Mark. Tell everybody we said howdy.
I sure will. Have a great day, Marty Rabin.
Man, you do too. Thank you, Mark.
Take care, buddy.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC. People who shout a friendly heart.
when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.